Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Giles Corran Has No Idea. It's called this not because I literally know nothing, but because it's all about the moment in the week when I have to sit down and write my column but have absolutely no idea what to write it about. Which is where my wife Esther comes in, who, having read all the papers whilst I take the kids to school, always has half a dozen ideas picked out for me when I get back to be discussed at the kitchen table over a nice cup of coffee.
Have you done any homework, Giles?
I've done so much homework. done so much homework, and I pretty much know what I'm going to write my column about. So in a way, this podcast is completely superfluous. I don't need to know what you think.
The funny thing is, doing this is so, we are so transported back to our kind of school personalities. You just doing all your homework and sort of shouting out answers and stuff.
Yeah, except there were no girls there. I suppose there were a bit later.
Briefly later. In my teens, there were. But they did even more homework.
Wait a minute, you're saying I was a swot at school?
You're getting a bit twitchy when you say that. That's what, like, yes, I am saying you're a massive swot.
You were a massive swot too, weren't you?
But very secretly a
slightly
massive
dim massive swot who had to do more work.
I had to do loads of work.
We had to hide it and pretend not to be swots.
Yeah, oh my God, very important.
Yes, fine.
Okay, so you go first.
It is interesting because of the different profile, because generally speaking, and we've got a lot of man-woman stereotypes, are they true stories?
Or that we do, yes.
Weirdly.
We haven't picked them out. That's just what's come up.
It's just what's happened in the news. And it is true that we both present as sort of lazy, slapdash, attention-seeking. I say present as are, but in fact, we both did lots of work at school,
yeah,
and out of a fear of failure. But the thing is, I was more swotty, and you were more.
Well, it's the school culture, isn't it?
So I normally think of girly swot, boy, yeah. Ray. And I was that's Boris Johnson girly swot, isn't it?
Is it?
Did he call
someone a girly swot?
Yeah.
I mean, if he didn't, he may as well have done, because that's his thing.
And he basically meant me.
But we went to the same school, and our school, the culture there was that you had to do really well without having seemed to have been trying very hard, which is a terrible, terrible culture. It's a really bad.
And people from schools like that, I saw on the front page of the Times,
yeah,
haven't especially got that much to say about it, are basically not going to be going to elite universities anymore.
No, they're not going to. No, forget it. In fact, don't just not look like you're
it's
not
probably,
trying.
And it's
don't
probably
try, because you're not going.
This is middle-class pupils will be squeezed out of Oxbridge. That's the Times for you. Like, if the Sun wants to scare its readers, it goes, Chinese death flu, we'll kill everyone by tomorrow. The Times really wants to scare its readers. It goes, middle-class pupils will be squeezed out of Oxbridge. And we all go, oh my God, no. And you realize,
little Penelope is not going to Magdalen.
You can get
Sorry.
73 A's at GCSE and they will go,
not good enough.
And the thing is, and obviously, having been to one of those two universities myself, it's absolutely right and proper that they should. But it does just mean that it's just this thing. Oxford and Cambridge won't expand the number of pupils they take. They refuse. They don't want to become big and baggy. So to hit these targets at the moment, you know, 15 students at Oxford come from the wealthiest neighbourhoods for every one in a disadvantaged area, which is quite a. So that's like one kid from a council estate in Leith shows up at Oxford. 15 Etonians surround him. Who are you?
Although that wasn't actually your experience when you were there, was it?
There were sometimes some Harrovians in the gang.
That's not a column.
No, it's just that I'm just noticing that it's funny that the absolute horror, the terror the Times has about people being squeezed out.
Well, that's what newspapers do. They
scaremongering.
Yes.
No.
Scaremongering 100%. That's what they're there for.
Thousands of Britons warned against travelling to China, it also says on the front of there. So they are scaring us about that. I, of course, am just back from China.
You are.
That's why this
well
podcast
done.
Did not appear last week.
Mm.
I was in China, in mainland China, in Macau.
You were in Wuhan flu central, weren't you?
I was Wuhan flu kind of zone 4. I was out in... it was the pinner of the... You say whetstone, I say pinner. Basically the same thing. I did write about it twice in the Times, so I won't write about it again. But I flew out just in time, and now all flights from mainland China, BA announced today, that you can't get it back at all. So I could have been trapped there. But I'm not. I'm here. So...
Shall we talk about...
Ooh.
Go on. No, you go first.
No, I don't know. Have you got a good one?
No. I've got sort of filler.
Well, look, can we... already you admit it's only filler.
Yeah.
Look, here's one I saw a bit early. I don't recognise what paper it's from.
I'm an expert on newspaper print. That's either The Guardian or The Observer. The Guardian, because we got it on Saturday by mistake. Do you remember? They dropped it around, I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, this is a Times and Daily Mail household.
Sure is. But thank God, actually, he brought us The Guardian, because it's given us a brilliant story, which is,
so the headline, Wine for Mum, Chores for Dad, is actually a bit misleading, but it's How to Bring Up Baby the Scandi Way.
Yeah.
So Scandi, it's a kind of lifestyle thing, is a
you
bit over.
You say Scandi, that's a bit, is there an actual specific country?
It says
here?
Scandi, but and that's also a tiny bit racist, isn't it? You're
it
not
is
supposed
very
to.
Racist.
Two Swedish doctors, Cecilia Chaprowska, Trapkrowska, and Agnes Wold.
Mm-hmm.
Krapkowska and Wold, like Cagney and Lacey, except
exactly.
Swedish.
So different.
It's a parenting guide on how to be Scandinavian. And
It's
parents, the first line, this is what interests me anyway. Parents should draw up a contract before their first baby is born to equally divide is a split infinitive. You can tell that's not the Times. That's the Guardian.
That's why we don't get
parents
Guardian.
Should draw up a contract before their first baby is born equally to divide every duty, quote, down to the last second, according to a new book. So to draw up a contract before you have the baby, which is in itself a bit ridiculous because you have no idea before you have your baby quite how totally out of the window everything's going to go. But it says you should draw up chores so that there aren't any arguments later.
I mean, look, in theory, that's a really good idea.
We have to practice appearance just as we have to practice riding a bike. It's saying,
it's saying
parental brains are programmed to help take care of it, but the neural pathways have to be activated. Parenting skills improve with practice, dismissing the idea that women are biologically programmed to be better at looking after babies than men. What do you mean, dismissing?
He said resting on his knuckles. Literally, you've just banged your knuckles on the table.
I literally did. Thank God it's not on the telly. I can deny it.
Yes.
I just dragged my knuckles over
She's
to the
lying.
Table
She's
to
lying.
Defend the idea that you are biologically programmed to look after the babies, which I took to school today. Oh, or did I? Did I leave them accidentally by the side of the road?
No, you didn't. I would say... Actually, no, I haven't got anything funny to say. All I would say is, you're absolutely right. Yes, of course. Well, I mean, it's so complicated. I mean,
you're certainly not biologically programmed to give a lucid impression of a...
No, you're quite right. I mean, it's a big complicated subject.
What I'm trying to say is, it's the drawing up of...
Yes, why don't you tell us what you think, Giles?
Well, I'm biologically programmed to tell you what I think.
Go on then, what do you think?
No, look, it's obviously bollocks that it would be biologically programmed to be a parent. And I'm just to be a mother and have that role. Obviously those roles, obviously they're social. Regardless of getting into the minefield of biological gender and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're biologically programmed. It's even this is a bit risky to have the baby. But everything thereafter that is learnt and taught and cultural. And do you remember?
Yes.
I know there were points when we didn't have a third child because you told me that I wasn't a very good husband of a pregnant woman,
yes,
or the mother of a small babies, and no. I went, really? You could have told me at the time, and I think you said you didn't realise until it was a bit. I think you did, and I didn't.
Yeah, you just weren't listening.
But do you remember how before, when Kitty was born, I insisted on changing the first nappy?
Yep.
And changing basically.
You did a lot of nappies
for early on because I knew it's not because the question of the learnt baby. I knew that. Oh, it's a text. Maybe it's an offer of a job from the Guardian. Like, oh, it's from Brian. I was wondering about coming in tomorrow morning.
Yeah, he wants to come tomorrow.
We've already talked to you.
Yes, well, he has.
You've spoken to the gardener.
Yeah.
But I'm biologically pre-programmed to speak to the gardener. He's a man. We talk about chopping down trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll ignore that text, or it will make that noise again in a second. And
can you just maybe put it on silent? I know you're technologically completely inept, but you're biologically programmed to not be able to take your phone off silent.
It's on silent. Right. The point is, I knew that if I... didn't change the first five or six nappies, it was a thing that you did.
Mm.
It's going to be easier for a man to take this position that I would go, oh, that's kind of your expertise.
Yeah.
That's kind of... That's
well, it's a bit like...
And then, because I did it, I then...
But it's a bit like with any... Like, for example, if I know how to do anything in, like, a car or with the telly, you or like the online parking thing, you just like, right, that's your area. Otherwise, like, I have no idea how the thermostat
works.
We've
had to actually...
I'm genuinely terrified of the boiler. I absolutely will not kind of do the recycling because that's your thing and you did it. And so like...
And there, but there is no... We haven't got any crap gender breakdowns here particularly because...
Wait, what do you mean?
No, we have some. I do the bins. Because I do the bins because I do them properly. And you would not, and I do them in a regimented manner.
I do them so well when you're not here. Excuse me.
I saw you yesterday.
Yeah.
You were in with the bins. Yesterday, you chopped the top and tail of those green beans for the children.
Yeah.
And you put them in the council composting. Whereas the green beans go in our domestic garden recycling.
Are you for real?
I literally saw you do that. I didn't say anything at the time. Do you deny it?
I can't remember.
7 or 8 green bean tails have gone to the municipal composting dump when they could have easily broken down. Do you realise how much petrol it takes to take those 3 green bean tails to the... To quite a lot. This is why I do the recycling.
Okay.
And the bins, and because they're heavy.
Okay. Are you menstruating, darling? Are you?
No.
Are you okay?
But I'm just saying, that in a world, it's a world when you should specialise a bit, not just generalise. We have our special things that we can do. I mean, Jesus, the VAT return, the company VAT return that we both work for.
Can you imagine if I did it?
I can't. What I get, if we changed over jobs, I imagine that you would compost all the receipts.
Yes.
And quickly tries to work out what the opposite of that would be.
No, I'm literally...
And then gets an accountant to do the green beans.
I am terrified of paperwork. Genuinely terrified of
because
paperwork.
Because you're so bad at it. The time you tried to get new passports for the kids.
Oh my God.
Like 14 times they got sent back with...
It was awful. I could literally cried at the passport office. It was serious trouble. And that's when But then when you were away, I repaired that wall. I got those hooks put up. I did loads of kind of like house DIY practical things. So I'm not just like a typical like wetty pants girl.
And I think it's like getting away. And this is still a column. You get away from... So, but men and women in a relationship, you know, married people, whether they're the same sex or different sexes, you cleave towards people after the first flush of shagging or any of that kind of thing, if that ever happens. You then cleave to someone who is going to compliment you and do the things that you possibly can't do. So it used to be one person kills the woolly mammoth, one person, I guess, cooks the woolly mammoth. And now they're different things. So you needed someone not who would kill woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers, but someone who would do your accounts.
Yeah,
do your paperwork.
100%. I married my accountant.
You did. And I love doing the paperwork. VAT day comes around and I roll up my sleeves and I get up my stuff and I come down and say, you've got 47p from Awin. Is VAT included in that?
And
you
and go, I don't know.
I don't know. What's VAT? I don't know. What's it? I've got paid.
Shut up. I don't know. Leave me alone.
You've been paid £17.50 by the Telegraph for that 4,000-word piece you wrote. Have you got any idea of how much of that is VAT?
No. Not a clue.
So anyway, yeah.
I just want to say one thing, which is that the idea of a contract is all very well, but your point was quite right, which is that you don't know how the baby is going to change your household and what needs to be done until it's too late, until you're too angry with each other and knackered and freaked out. And if anyone says the word contract, like a frying pan would just come soaring
true.
Through the
I
air.
I refer you to my contract.
Exactly, my contract. Sorry, one second.
I'd have put no coughing in the contract as well.
I know. Okay, can we talk about the North?
Why?
Because the North has been in the paper a lot recently. And when I say the North, I mean the North of England.
Right.
So, there's HS2, which everyone wants because it's going to link the North and the South, even though it's going to cost £100 million, billion.
But not everybody wants it, because not only can we get there, you have to bear in mind they can get here.
Well, exactly. But there's also... So it's all about the North.
Okay.
The Today programme is going on a tour of the North, which is quite weird. I think it was quite a weird idea.
That was the story where it was suggested that Nick Robinson, who is from up there, was going to move back up there and broadcast from Salford. And he came on going, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not really fair, because all the other ones are from London. And Nick suddenly saw, oh, shit, his assault on global media domination could be thwarted. Not that Salford isn't the centre of the universe, but it isn't. And it's not. Then none of them wants to go there.
And then Grant Shapps, who's the Transport Secretary, wants to reverse...
Good knowledge, is he?
Thank you
Definitely.
Very much. Yep, 100%.
Well played.
Grant Shapps, he's the Transport Minister, Secretary, whatever you call it, and he wants to reverse some of the beaching rail line cuts. And two of the rail lines that he wants to reinstate are sort of north-south railway lines. I don't know if it's got anything to do with HS2.
We're trying to build HS2, which is this like super high-tech, 400 miles an hour, Japanese kind of ping, ping, ping. And one of the problems with it is they want, even in Europe and Japan, they only ever put like two trains an hour on these lines. And HS2 wants to be like 15 an hour going ting, 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 backwards and forth. Meanwhile, the yes. Tory Transport Secretary says, let's just, there's rusty old lines that we see in Gloucestershire, which got decommissioned 50 years ago. Slandor trains, bring them back. Exactly, where you can smoke.
Yeah.
And people come around and check your tickets and everyone's wearing hats. And the idea that you bring back that, it's kind of got to be either or. So the North, what are we going to say about the North?
So the North, I don't know.
I quite enjoyed, can I throw, oh sorry, well go on.
About the, is there something
there was
about
more north. There was this story. The Arts Council England is worried that people in the north,
exactly.
North has more places categorised as being lowly engaged with culture. So they're trying to. That's a different story we're going to come to. But Arts Council England wants to reach to the north.
The north is a big deal at the moment. It just is
because they all voted for this government.
Yeah, because of the crumbling of the Red Wall, and because you know it was a huge story. I mean, families that have voted for years, Labour voting families, suddenly voted.
And so
Tory.
Now this they've got this.
Massive.
So now they have to be rewarded with some rickety old trains going round and about, and the arts council giving them some crappy some more Lowry paintings for you people in the north because you understand them. And what else? In the terms of this column, other things that the North ought to be able to have.
I wondered if you could do a column imagining in the future when the North is fully dominant over the South and that London is the kind of poor cousin. Or is that not funny?
Well, the people in the North might not find it funny because I would have they would have to be predicated on the idea that the North is a bit.
It would be a bit patronizing.
But it's not. And I don't want to sort of belittle, because people could easily think that I was a North London media bubble type person. So I wouldn't want to feed that opinion. However, you could take the piss out of the way everyone's scrabbling to make the North, to appease the North because they voted for it. And the character of the North is changing and the Labour Party can't rely on bitterness about industrial collapse because they've lost that vote now.
Yes.
What can the Labour Party offer to the North to get them back? And, you know,
So the Conservatives are getting there first?
Well, the Tories and the Labour Party are going to be fighting for those votes in the North. It's all right there. So the Tories are going, you can have some rickety old trains.
Yeah.
What are the Labour Party going to offer? And then we could say, what have we got that the North might want? Like a really good Hawaiian poke scene. your local corner shop should have 90 different kinds of vegetable-derived milk. Yeah, North of England, that's a possibility.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, okay. Esther, the Daily Mail's finally arrived.
I know, hooray!
And so's the Beano. Are there any stories in the Beano we can do?
The Beano's not...
Arise, Queen Minnie the First.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Okay.
Don't go through the Daily Mail. You had a subject you wanted to do.
Right, it's about Tony Hall saying that a journalist shouldn't be so hard on politicians in interviews. Okay, that's a very, it's a funny thing. So Tony Hall's the outgoing one.
So Tony Hall, the outgoing director general of the BBC. Okay,
I love it when people are about to leave their jobs. They just take swipes at everyone.
Yeah, he's just
and you in accounts. I never liked you.
Imagine this shit. I hate Gary Lineker. We're going to stop. We're going to cancel the news. It's all bad news. I want good news from now on.
All rubbish.
Too many women on the television.
Yes, exactly.
I'm fed up with all this PC woke nonsense, says outgoing anyone, frankly. Bit of background here. So the Today programme's been under fire a bit. Boris Johnson's been withdrawing his cabinet ministers. They don't like these grillings they're getting. And so the Director General is saying perhaps the BBC interviews on the Today programme and elsewhere are too combative, isn't it? And he's saying that they should be allowed... they should be allowed to make their point.
The headline is "Call off the Rottweilers," says Tony Hall.
The Director General says they should go easier on political interviews, and you know we remember the famous ones when Paxman made Michael Howe ask him a question about prisons over and over. I think it was 13 times. You think of Frost Nixon. It is important that they hold the politicians to account, otherwise they will just deliver this, let me make this abundantly clear,
flurry.
However, I do often find it embarrassing and rude. I often get a sense of political interviewers trying to make a name for themselves.
Well, exactly.
They all want to get... They ask the question over and again. They all want to have their Jeremy Paxman moment. They all know that Humphreys and Paxman got famous with these single things. I sometimes think I do think that politicians, even cabinet ministers, even if they're a bit rubbish at their jobs, they should get a modicum of respect.
Yes.
I hate the idea. When they say, I just want a simple answer. I want a simple answer. Mm. And the thing is, if these politicians, there isn't always a simple answer. But they're one of the annoying... The Today programme, they give them 3 minutes. They're about to crash into the news. I've got to hurry you. You were saying earlier when we talked about this story, weren't you? What if you carried those principles into everyday conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
What if I said to you, darling, I don't know, should we go and have dinner? Should we have dinner tonight or do you fancy a movie? And you go, well, I need an answer. I'm going to need a straight answer. Yes, a simple yes or no. And you go, well, you know, it's nice to eat, but at the same time, there's that new...
Stop talking. Just answer the question.
Just answer the question. I'm going to have to hurry again.
Up the road, talking to Michael the Butcher. Michael... What shall I have for dinner tonight? What do you reckon? What's new? What's best in today? Oh, well, it depends on what you're in the mood for. You could have it. No, Michael, just come on.
No, we've got some lovely chicken and we've got some sausages. Chicken or sausages, which is better?
We need an answer.
Do people expect to know? And then Michael...
Sam, have you washed your hands? I'm going to have to hurry
it's a simple
you.
Yes or no.
You could
say to the butcher, yes, exactly. So I think it doesn't lead to a sort of very relaxed kind of conversation. But at the same time, you don't want them to just interview them and allow them to have their sound.
This is the problem. This is why being a journalist and being an interviewer is really hard. But the attitude at the moment is that they're all lying
and it's not
all
really,
the time.
Is it okay what the cat's eating, by the way?
He's just eating some yogurt. That? Yogurt, doesn't matter. It's good for his microbiome.
But he's got cereal in it, though.
Who cares?
It'll make him fart.
No, it won't.
Mo Tenzing, did you eat all that yogurt?
Yes or no?
I'm going to need an answer, Mo.
I need an answer, Mo, right now.
It's no good jumping onto the table. Mo, I'm going to need an answer.
Yes or no,
it's very simple. The public expects to be told. Brian Cox, who we love because...
He's a Succession and he's brilliant.
In Succession, he's Logan Roy. He won this award for playing Logan Roy. How he could have won Best Actor in a thing when the guy who plays Kendall Roy was available.
We're just Team Kendall in this house.
Although slightly Team Roman.
And, all of them.
Yeah, and Logan Roy worries me a bit because he's a bit like my dad.
Really?
Well, just a bit kind of, you know... Ambitions for his son, be like this man. Actually,
really?
my dad was nicer than Logan Roy, obviously.
No, but just seriously, does Brian Cox remind you of your dad?
Of course he does. He's got sons following in his he's got all his children following in his footsteps. My dad was just proud and pleased and happy that we followed in his footsteps. And he made life easier for us rather than harder than it. But yes, he was quite tough and uncompromising. He had a short temper like that.
Right.
If you expressed views about the way that he would be... I mean, professionally, he was lovely. But at home, he was angry. I mean, it was not terrible, not abusive. But you had to watch your step around him. And, you know, as you know, with a column, as even more so with the drama, you have to inflate it. Logan Roy is a caricature of...
Yeah, of course.
Rupert Murdoch slash other people. But, yeah, and speaking of someone who had a famous, quite physical, angry, successful media father, and has also spent his life... working for Rupert Murdoch.
Right, yes.
Logan Roy reminds me more of Alan Corrin than he does of Rupert,
really?
Frankly.
That's so interesting and weird.
Had you not even occurred to you? And then
it doesn't remind me of my dad. And I am
all,
your dad,
I am all the children. Well, I'm all the boys.
You're all of them.
Well,
yeah.
I'm certainly Kendall and Roman. I'm certainly, you know, all sorts of crushing priority issues, weakness for drugs, bit fucked up about sex.
Yeah.
All that. I mean, maybe that's all men. But anyway, the point is that Brian Cox is there, but he's given this interview and he's saying he would have rejected his CBE. I think someone recently didn't take it because they didn't. Some recently woke young celebrity didn't want it because it. Well, I can totally see it. Mm. It says Empire. It says Commander of the British Empire. And we live in a world where we've always questioned the Empire in our lifetimes, but the Empire is more questioned. Cox accepted it. And now he says, I would actually turn it down. I won't accept a knighthood if they offer it to me. He said, which I think is...
Which they surely will, because I'm so marvellous. Yeah.
You can take your CBE and stick it up your arse. No, that's Northern Ireland. That's Paisley refusing. No, that's not. That's wrong as well.
The point is that
I think it's a bit lame to go. I think you've taken the CBE. You can either formally hand it back to the Queen.
Exactly.
I'd love to in succession. She doesn't talk like that. I thought you were you must be kind. Can you do your Queen and say something about succession?
Yeah, I can't think of anything interesting to say. Would you take a knighthood or a CBE or whatever?
Yes, because it brings your car insurance down.
Does it?
Yeah.
Are you
Sir Giles Corran? Dear Mr. Corran, so they have a conversation where they go, we've been looking at your driving record, Mr. Corran, and we find that you've had 70. I say, it's not Mr. Corran, it's Sir Giles. And they go, oh, Sir Giles, £100 a year with no excess.
How do you know that they get
the same with doctors? People do doctorates. So if you go and get some you know, doctorate in landscape gardening, World of Warcraft from the University of wherever, you know, and then you put doctor, they think you might be a medical doctor and therefore better driver. Although we know medical doctors, they're endlessly hammered, you know, off their tits on their own nitrous oxide. Yeah. They've done a 9,000-hour shift. They've seen 14 people die. They have a large scotch and get in the car and they go, oh, you're a doctor. You must have a... My mum's a doctor and the worst driver in the history of the world.
She
doesn't know how to operate a podcast, so she'll never hear me say that.
Well, exactly.
Anne Franke of the Chartered Management Institute. It's a story on the front page of the Times, I think, yesterday. She said she wants to ban men from talking about sport in the office. And I want to get this sort of absolutely right. So there we go. It's the front. Female staff alienated by sports talk at work, claims top manager. Briefly thought they meant Jose Mourinho. but I don't think we give a shit about that.
Can we talk about Jurgen Klopp? Is he a manager? He's a trainer.
He's a manager.
Well, everyone's talking about Jurgen Klopp at the moment.
Why?
But no one can get over his teeth.
Is that it? It's not because Liverpool is 17 points clear at the top of the Premier League, looking like winning it for the first time since the 90s.
They are doing really well, aren't they?
They're doing well. Tell me about his teeth.
Jurgen Klopp's teeth. Have you not seen them? They're absolutely amazing. He's got these kind of massive white teeth.
Oh, yes, you're quite right. As if his all his teeth had been knocked out and they had to give him a full new set and they, sorry, we couldn't find any people, but we found a horse and here are his teeth, which we can stick in. You're quite right. I'm glad you said that because this woman, who is the chief executive of the Chartered Management Institute, she called on companies yesterday to discourage their employees from talking about sport because it could exclude women and lead to laddish behaviour. Now, first of all, I love the fact that you go, can we talk about Jurgen Klopp? I go, yes, 17 points clear at the top of the Premier League. What a manager, not since I was... And you go, no, his teeth. And you know, obviously, she says, laughing and displaying a pretty serious pair of gnashes.
He's the only person in the world who's got teeth bigger than mine.
Yeah, if anyone wants to Google Esther Walker, which is my wife's unmarried name, which she was once, they will find lots of pictures of her looking beautiful. But if you find any of her laughing, she will also be looking beautiful, but there's a... hell of a lot of teeth there.
Some dentists have. I've opened my mouth and they've gone, wow.
Really?
Yes.
But anyway, yes.
There are some men who talk about sport in an exclusionary way and they don't want you to join in or say anything about Jurgen Klopp's teeth. And there are some men who talk about sport and are quite happy for you to join in. The thing is, it's not about the sport that she really is objecting to. She's objecting to men being horrid.
Okay, but let's using come, we'll come sport, to what she's
using
saying about
sport
men.
As yeah.
We'll come to what she's saying about men. She's misunderstanding. So there's two different arguments. There is the loads of women are interested in sport argument, which I get, and there's lots of men who don't like them being there. And sports are making an effort with female commentators on the football, far more female commentators than the cricket. Women's cricket is, relatively speaking, bigger than women's football. It's not as many people do it, but it's getting closer to the men's sport in terms of interest. All those things. What she's saying is that, and it's been taken seriously, a lot of women in particular don't follow those sports, and they don't like being forced to talk about them or not being included in the conversation. She told this to the Radio 4 Today programme. It's a gateway to more laddish behaviour, and if it just goes unchecked, it's a signal of a more laddish culture. It's very easy for it to escalate from the VAR talk, video assistant refereeing.
Oh, yeah.
You're aware of that?
VAR, yeah.
Yeah, VAR, exactly. I called it VAR because I know less about football than you do.
Yeah.
And chat to slapping each other on the back and talking about their conquests at the weekend. I mean, sorry. I mean, I'm here in a work environment with Lucy and Esther, two women and stuff, so I haven't started. But if there were a bloke here, the idea would I go, did you see England win the Test Series 3-1? Yeah, Mark Wood. I mean, 96 miles an hour. Yeah, and you should have seen who I shagged at the weekend. It's fucking patent nonsense. It brings out the sexist in me, lurking, you might say, not as far below the surface as it ought to be. We go, yes, love, what do you think is interesting? What do you want to talk about then? Dresses? Hats? My main fear is that she wants to talk about chartered management. I mean, what is it that she thinks people should be talking about?
Oh, she's in management, of course. So she thinks managing people is the most important thing in the world. Like dentists think that you should just floss your teeth 19 times a day and not think about anything else.
Yeah.
I have no doubt for a second that there are men in work environments who use conversations about sport to exclude women. I'm absolutely sure that that's what happens. But it's not because of the sport. It's because they're jerks. Sport's got nothing to do with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Good point.
Thank you.
I nearly interrupted you before you said it because I have little time to wait for women to get to the point.
Come over there with my teeth and make you sorry.
You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Times podcast produced by Lucy Ditchmott. If you want to find out what I wrote about in the end, there's a link to the column in the podcast description. Please like
and subscribe
wherever it is you get your podcasts to never miss an episode. And for the full live experience, you can tune into my radio show every Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.